Seabirds are on the decline in the North Pacific from the Western Aleutians to Vancouver Island. Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey compiled and filtered the data of hundreds of thousands of surveys of different species conducted in the last 40 years to document the decline and say it could signal a drop in the overall productivity of the ocean. Gary Drew is a wildlife biologist with the USGS. He spent more than a decade compiling the data set with a colleague. He says the overall trend was a decrease in seabird biomass of about 2%, but the decline varied from species to species.
When you take 40 or 50 species and you lump them together, they are not all declining. They're not all declining the same way. Some species we know, like the Kittlitz's murrelet, are declining faster than we're seeing in this broad trend. And there are other species, like short-tailed albatross, that are doing better. The reason they're doing better is primarily because we've instituted some constraints on the fishing industry, limiting the number of them that get caught during fishing operations. There are just some simple tools that they've come up with to scare birds away from, say, long lines as they're going into the water and coming out, that keep the birds from getting caught in all the machinery and getting caught on the hooks there. So there are many things that contribute to each species' general trend, but we were interested in looking at this more like a black box. You take energy in, you get energy out. You look at trophic levels, energy is moving through it. So if we looked at seabirds as a group en masse, you know, what are they doing? And what this suggests to us is that there's something, some underlying factor that is causing this decline. Now, one thing we did do was we did look to see if we split this up into birds that are eating zooplankton, or birds that are eating small fish. Some birds are specialists on one, some are specialists on the other. If you looked at those two groups, since they're foraging at different trophic levels, you might expect there to be some difference in how they are trending. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we found that there was no difference in that trend. They both were trending down.
What about other factors? Can you tie the decline, or at least possibly some of the decline, to other trends in the weather or in the ocean, temperatures, that sort of a thing?
None of the climatic indices that we looked at seem to do a very good job of explaining any of this. One thing we did do, though, was we looked at the food supply. There's a metric that's been collected for many years, and it's the small mesh trawl data that's collected cooperatively through nymphs and ADF&G. And those two groups together would go out, they would sample with a very fine mesh trawl, then they would just pull it up, they would count zooplankton, they would count forage fish, and they would get an idea of what was happening with the smaller fish and zooplankton in the area. We found that we did have a correlation between the food supply and the birds. So we didn't expect it to be a great correlation, but the fact that it was there at all is significant and suggests that it may have to do with some level of productivity that's happening in the food supply.
How worried should we be about this trend?
Well, I'm always worried, but we did a calculation on the slope, and what we got was a slope of about 2%. So we were seeing a decline of about 2% of the total biomass through time. That's not a real fast decline. So I'm always worried, but I'm also hopeful, and we're also hoping that by throwing this out there that more people will be working in these areas and identifying the factors that are really behind these trends.
Gary Drew is a wildlife biologist for the United States Geological Survey.